It is the first of its kind. It's a washable and sensorized pad that detects moisture in real time and alerts caregivers on, you know, their iPod, their iPad. We're so excited. We've been piloting like crazy. And I'm so invigorated as an entrepreneur to be working on this amazing project.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Awesome Inks Podcast, where we highlight people pursuing their definition of, you guessed it, awesome. So buckle up and get ready for some more success story adventures and failures from Kentucky's tech and entrepreneur community. Well, hey, y'all. Thanks for tuning back into this episode of the Awesome Inks Podcast. I am not sitting down in person. Unfortunately, this is what happens when star-crossed lovers live in different cities. I'm just kidding. But Allie was the winner of the October 2023 Five Across event and got that last golden ticket for the October finals. So stoked that we now have all of our competitors for the December 6th event here in Lexington, Kentucky to wrap up the calendar year of 2023's Five Across. And Allie, you did phenomenal. You brought the energy. You also had maybe the best dance move of any presenter that we've ever had. And I know our title sponsor, some of the folks at Kinetic, highlighted you and said that you brought the fun and you did a phenomenal job. So Allie, can you please let everyone know who the heck are you, where are you from, and then talk just briefly about what Wicked Technology is?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And just to echo, the fun and excitement level at Five Across is through the roof. It lives up to all the hype. And the walkout, the sea walk that I was attempting, I was actually tempted to do a somersault because I've been doing those recently with my 19-month-old son. But I was wearing jewelry and a jacket, and I thought I'd get tangled up and then be really off kilter for the pitch. So I'm glad I stayed upright for the sea walk.
I would say if you actually would have done a somersault, regardless of what would have happened, the street cred you would have gotten about how to enter a room and take command would have been next level.
Through the roof. Well, maybe I can surprise and delight you guys in the December 6th finals.
Done.
I'm in.
Let's make it happen.
Well, thank you again for having me. So I'm Allie Trutman. I'm the inventor of the Wicked Smart Pad and the founder of Wicked Technologies. So I'm based here in Louisville, Kentucky, but I'm originally from Southern Illinois, like the St. Louis area. So I started my first product company about 14 years ago in moisture management and the smart bedding space. So I had a company that sold Wicked sheets, and I got really interested in moisture management and namely incontinence in 2017 as my grandmother, sadly, she passed away of incontinence related bed sores. So, you know, having truly the moisture wicking technology fabric at my fingertips and then being surrounded by other smart entrepreneurs, it was really, I guess, an easy transition to put some technology into this pad. And now we have what we're calling the Wicked Smart Pad. It is the first of its kind. It's a washable and sensorized pad that detects moisture in real time and alerts caregivers on, you know, their iPod, their iPad. We now have an Android app as well. So we're so excited. We've been piloting like crazy. And I'm so invigorated as an entrepreneur to be working on this amazing project.
Whoop, whoop. That's great. Allie, I do have to ask a clarifying question because I did not know what incontinence was when you came and spoke this past week. So for maybe all the folks listening in who have never heard that word, but they might know a synonym, can you clarify what incontinence is and why it's such, you know, a scary thing?
Absolutely. So you can think about incontinence the same way you think about bedwetting. Bedwetting, we usually use that term when we're talking about children. Incontinence, we use this when we're talking about adults as they age. What happens in incontinence is that typically an aging senior has either lost bladder control, so not like a kid, but they've lost bladder control, or the population I'm working with have some dementia and cognitive impairments, and thus they actually lose the ability to feel when they're wetting themselves in the bed. And so for instance, if you are an aging senior and you have some issues with mobility or you're completely immobile, as you age, your risk for developing bed sores is tenfold. It's 1 in 10 right now. Aging seniors will develop a bed sore. And the things that we do to address that are typically moving the resident around or like rotating and manually checking them for wetness. And it's really scary. When my grandmother was going through this, the standard of care is checking them every 2 hours. And what we've learned is that if you're an aging senior with some immobility issues, as well as some sensitive skin issues, you can develop a bed sore within 5 minutes when excess moisture is present. So it's a staggering statistic. It's really scary because they develop all the time and they're horribly expensive to treat if you can get insurance to reimburse it. But I feel really dedicated to solving this problem.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you seem like the right leader to solve a problem in this field. Again, most people, myself included, didn't know this was an actual issue. And so we're grateful that we have wonderful folks in Kentucky solving real problems that are impacting real people. And again, this is just a quick testament to talk about the work going on. So, Allie, yeah, you're awesome. Talk real briefly. You won a $500 check. Maybe that paid for your gas going home from Lexington to Louisville. Can you talk a little bit about some milestones that you're hoping to accomplish within Wicked Technologies for, you know, somewhere within the next business quarter, maybe the next 6 months?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, I actually kept that $500 in Lexington because before I got back on the road, met some friends. We went to the Burl and played pinball, had a couple beers, listened to some live music, and then I got some Goodfellas pizza on the way out. So I just kept that money.
You had a wonderful evening. That's so cool.
I know. I was like, what does a girl do after she wins a pitch? She goes and plays little kid games. Yes. I mean, that's just like also getting to know me. I might deal with like serious issues in my real life, but I love still being a child at heart and tapping into that stuff that just makes me so happy. So anyway, Garrett, I already forgot the second part of the question. What was the second part of the question?
It was something along the lines of what are a couple goals?
Oh, yeah, next milestones. Okay, see, my milestone is setting the record on that flipping Godzilla machine. It just destroyed me.
That's awesome.
So we've been super fortunate. I mentioned during the pitch, we received some federal funding through an SBIR, through the National Institute on Aging. So with that, we were able to do one pilot up in Great Neck, New York, of all places, with an Atria Senior Living. They test a lot of innovative new products there and run pilots there. So it was a really great opportunity with staff that was accustomed to, you know, me asking lots of questions. But outside of that, it opened an opportunity for us to perfect the product into our version 2. And we're actually getting ready in 2 weeks to launch our second pilot with Atria, but down in Knoxville, Sweet. Tennessee. So they have another memory care unit that we really are so grateful that they introduced us to, because now it's within driving distance. And if we do have some challenges or hurdles along the way, which every good pilot should have hurdles, right? If it's like smooth sailing, you're doing something wrong, right? You should be getting money for that. So pilots are our next, I guess I'm the most excited about that. But some of the other stuff that we've been working on behind the scenes is this FDA regulatory path. This is always a big challenge and hurdle for medical devices like ourselves. We're a class 1 medical device with exemptions in pre-market notifications, as well as like the sophisticated QMS systems. And a lot of people say like, oh, that's a big relief and, you know, that should de-stress you. But if you don't have to follow suit from someone else, you still have to put those processes in place. And so we have to like implement and design the processes on a shoestring budget until we close this round. So I'm raising $1.5 million right now to help us, you know, fund some inventory and hire the 4 key people that I've partnered with during these pilots and keep them on staff and keep them excited about what we're trying to achieve here.
Well, last two questions before I want to hear a bit more about Five Across. You mentioned hiring some folks. Mm-hmm. You are currently doing a remote podcast call from your car. Why are you in your car and not in your office?
Yes, thank you for clarifying that. I think best in my office, in my car. So funny enough, and I have a great story. I think you'll love this. We have a bunch of sewers and electrical engineers actually building pads in there. And so you'd hear soldering irons, you'd hear a quilting machine, you would hear a couple other surging machines. And so it was quite noisy in our office here in Louisville. And I needed to go outside in the car and do this. But the sound of sewing machine has grown to be like one of my most favorite sounds because it means we're building something and creating something. And I have a really good friend here in town named Ben Solee. He's an incredible musician. I don't know if you guys have... Yeah, incredible. And so one day we were having some beers at 1020, one of our local little breweries. And I said, I want to make like a walkout sound song for Wicked Sheets. And he's like, okay. And I said, what would you do? And he goes, I'm going to come and record your sewing machines and all the sounds that they make while they're sewing. And I'll play my cello alongside of it. And I'll make you like kind of like a, you know, some background music, walkout music. And I told him kind of the vibe I was going for. So he came to our office shortly after COVID. We were all masked up and he played his cello on our sewing table. I'll send you pictures. It was the coolest thing. And after that, he created a piece for us that we use in all of our branding. So it's Ben Solee, cello and sewing machines. It's like my favorite thing that we ever did.
I met Ben Solee when I was a 17-year-old at the Governor Scholar Program. And he was,
Yay.
Are you a fellow Governor Scholar too?
I usually come and do your talks about value proposition. So,
I met Ben. He did, what was it called? Showcase, or he was, it's one we brought in and he played. And I'm a musician background as well. And he had a whole guitar pedal board rig for his cello. And I remember I stood up and asked him a question. He was like going off all of his stuff. I was like, I know what that is. And yeah, I had a crush on him when I music crush, of course, when I was younger. And I got to meet him recently, and I brought that story up. He had no memory, but it was still cool to make that connection. So Ben, wonderful guy. And I really need to hear this piece because that would be super cool. So you mentioned people.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. It was great.
You mentioned people are inside sewing and the electrical engineers are engineering away. You mentioned they're building pads. So you have a physical product. How does Wicked Technologies make money?
Yeah. So we actually sell the pads into the assisted living homes, just like they would with any routine supply for incontinence. So there are some organizations that are private pay. And so with the private pay, they bill the families monthly, some, you know, ranged based on their care plans that they make when they enter the facility or the community rather. And there are others that are reimbursable costs. So if they have received a diagnosis and they have Medicaid or any sort of insurance coverage for their supplies, we bill that way. So we're actually kind of a B2B2C. So I'll sell it to the assisted living facility and they will pass on that cost to the family as a routine supply.
Cool. Very cool. Well, Allie, you are doing a lot of really impactful work and you're high energy. Well, let's go back to the thing that was high energy, which is why we're talking today. You got to experience your first five across that I'm aware of. Can you talk a bit about the experience? I know this is still pretty fresh. Why is something like that valuable to you as an entrepreneur, as a founder, to spur you forward with building your company?
Well, I had been to one Five Across that we attempted to do in Louisville, believe it or not, years and years ago, and I was one of the judges. And just the energy in the room is incredibly motivating for anybody to get up there. But I will tell you, I was actually pretty nervous. And I kind of fashion myself as someone that doesn't necessarily get nervous in big settings like that. But, you know, it was very theatrical and the noise and the excitement and all that. And I was like, oh, I got to impress these people. So I did my little Allie self-talk and said, you know what? You know your product. You know your story. Just breathe, calm down, and go and tell it to this audience. Just like you would, you know, story tell something about, you know, dinner last night or whatever. But the reason it's impactful for me, it's two things. I had mentioned kind of in my acceptance speech, if you will, that there were a lot of young entrepreneurs in the crowd. And I think there are so many young and or just any entrepreneur that go to those events and they just need a little bit of encouragement. They need to see that someone just stands up there. They follow their dreams. They took a risk. And all they have to do is tell the story. Why is this impactful? Why are you the right person to do it? And why is this a great idea? And I think events like Awesome Inc., they kind of take some of that fear factor or de-risk it for the people in the audience because they say, look at these guys, they just went up there and did it. And now they get to talk and share more of their journey. And so it's great to be impactful in that regard. But I've been on the pitch circuit. I've been trying to raise this $1.5 million for a couple months now, all while running these pilots. And this is so meaningful to keep me motivated, to keep going and keep raising money and keep coming back to the office, because my team, every time I do a pitch, they're like, how'd it go? Everybody's on a text chain, you know, they're interested. So it also provides me the internal motivation. And it also offers opportunities to talk to other investors. So I've been connected with a handful of folks in the investor and angel community just recently, in the past 24 hours, thanks to Eric Hartman. He is the connector of all connectors. And he reached out and he said, I think these are three people you have to meet. And so that is always an added bonus on top of just being able to present. It's being connected afterwards.
Again, you mentioned Eric Hartman and the UK Office of Technology Commercialization. That was the presenting sponsor for this event. And how cool to hear that presenting sponsor also came in clutch and said, hey, you did wonderful. These are people you need to know ASAP. So again, thankful to hear that.
Yeah.
And again, just wonderful. Excited for what you're going to do. Last question, Allie. This is the big one. Okay. You ready for it?
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Why are you going to be the team that wins the December Five Across Finals?
Oh, this is my favorite. In our little video clip, I said, because we're helping people get wicked smart about incontinence care.
I love it.
Care.
That's so good.
I think in addition to my walkout, obviously, I've got big hype there. So I got to start practicing or stretching or something. But, I think it's, and along with the winners, they're all great. I know a handful of them. They are fantastic. They're building great products and services in their industries. So it's going to be an exciting pitch competition final. And, I just hope that people feel my pain that I felt when my grandmother's passing away and understand that we're building an innovative product to hopefully solve a really big solution. So if we win, I think it'll be based on that and my walkout.
There we go. It's the entrance. Well, awesome. Allie, this is the actual last question. Where can people go to find more about Wicked Technologies, social media, website, and how can people become a customer?
Yeah, we're most active on LinkedIn. So Wicked Technologies on LinkedIn. But if you want to follow the journey of the Wicked Smart Pad, we actually have wickedsmartpad.com. It is alive and well, and there's a contact us button on there. If you have questions, if you want to put in a pre-order, right now we're talking to all the folks about pilots and pre-orders at the community level. But I have had a handful of folks come up to me and say, you know, I'd love to buy this for my mother or father who's in hospice care. So that is on our radar and something we're working really hard to get out to individuals in a direct-to-consumer
Sweet.
Fashion.
Well, that's great. Allie, we are so proud of you. You did a phenomenal job, as well as did all the other presenters. I do want to specify that. But again, you won. And we're excited to see you continue your journey forward. And again, thanks to our sponsors, Kinetic, who has been the title sponsor for all of 2023 for Five Across and for October's presenting sponsor, UK's Office of Technology Commercialization. Super grateful. And to everyone listening right now, head over to Awesome Inc. Lex for all of our social medias to find more about stories and other entrepreneurs like Allie who are kicking butt, taking names, and defying gravity with their wicked technologies. Hopefully that's not trademarked because I don't want to get in trouble, but...
Oh, that is so
we're gonna
good.
Keep it.
I'm going to use it. Garrett, you're a genius.
Wow, you hear that? She said, I'm a genius. That's a wrap. Well, that's it, guys. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Awesome Inc.'s podcast. And another quick thank you to Lee Rosevere and a few members from our community who provide the music that you hear in this show. Lastly, give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, all that jazz, or even better, come on down to our space. Come be a part of our community and get plugged in, and let's start something awesome together. You guys rock. We'll see you next time.